This is LBC London News.
18 minutes to 5, Tuesday the 24th of May. Let's take a look at some international news now. And President Obama has been making headlines in Vietnam. On an official visit to the country, he's lifted a US arms embargo that's been in place since the Vietnam War. He's urged the country to clean up its human rights record, and he's had noodles for lunch at a hole-in-the-wall restaurant in Hanoi. Joining me now, our US correspondent Simon Marks, who's remaining firmly in Washington. Very good afternoon to you, Simon.
Hello, Chris.
So why is it President Obama's visit to Vietnam that's so important? What's he achieved?
Well, I think this is really an historical inflection point between the United States and Vietnam. As we all know, the United States and Vietnam fought that bitter war back in the 1970s. Important for President Obama, he felt, to travel to Vietnam before his presidency expires next January. And important in concrete terms because of the things that he's doing. As you said, he's lifted, finally, the U.S. arms embargo that has been in place against Vietnam since the end of the Vietnam War. That clears the way for U.S. arms manufacturers to sell weapons to the country. Not everyone, of course, welcomes that move, but it is being seen here as an attempt to tilt the balance of power in the region in America's direction at a time of Chinese expansionism. He's also pressing the Vietnamese government in return to do more to improve the country's human rights record, which is indeed bleak, although the United States says that it has been improving over the last several years. And President Obama, in a speech in Hanoi a few hours ago, had this recommendation and these suggestions for the Vietnamese government.
When candidates can run for office and campaign freely, and voters can choose their own leaders in free and fair elections, it makes the countries more stable because citizens know that their voices count and that peaceful change is possible.
But there are those here who say that President Obama is doing too little too late on human rights in Vietnam, that he shouldn't have lifted the arms embargo without firm commitments to improve the situation in the country. He did meet with some dissidents, but only a handful of them while he was engaged in that meeting with government officials as well in Vietnam. And as I say, civil liberties groups say that more should have been done to try and get Vietnam to improve its record before the Vietnamese government were given the treasure, if you like, of the lifting of the arms embargo.
Now, I've seen President Obama's scheduled next. He's going to Japan. He's going to make that historic visit to Hiroshima, of course, the city destroyed by an American nuclear bomb at the end of the Second World War. Do we think, Simon, that President Obama's going to apologise for that US decision to obliterate an entire city?
We think, Chris, that he is going to walk a tightrope. He is going to visit Hiroshima, the first American president to do so since the Enola Gay dropped its bomb on the city on the orders of President Harry Truman, a move that some historians say hastened the end of the Second World War. But others, of course, argue it would have ended anyway with a Japanese surrender, and Hiroshima and Nagasaki did not need to be obliterated by U.S. forces. That's a vigorous historic debate. President Obama, we are told, is not going to apologize. He's not going to use the word regret or the word sorry. That's partly because he's already under fire here by Republicans who say that he's traveled to other parts of the world during his presidency and engaged in what they call an apology tour. But certainly the White House, before this visit to Asia began, weighed up the merits of a presidential visit to Hiroshima and came to the conclusion that it was time and that it was important for an American president who, of course, has opened up dialogue with Iran, opened up dialogue with Cuba, and tried to improve America's relationship with countries that in the past have been enemies. It was important, they concluded, for him to visit the city.
OK, so we'll wait and see exactly what happens when President Obama arrives in Hiroshima. Tell us about this dinner he's had in Vietnam. Pictures of it going viral. I saw some of them on social media this morning.
Yeah, it's an amazing picture, actually. He went to a hole-in-the-wall noodle shop for what's being described here as a $6 dinner, because I guess that's what a couple of bowls of soup and a couple of beers cost at that particular noodle shop in Hanoi. About £4 he spent on dinner, and he had it with a top chef, Anthony Bourdain, who you may know used to be the executive chef at Les Halles in New York and has a popular television program here all about strange foods in strange parts of the world. And there's this wonderful picture of the two of them sitting in this noodle bar in Hanoi, surrounded by other diners, all of whom appear to be completely oblivious to the fact that the President of the United States is among them and is tucking into some spring rolls and a bowl of spicy noodle soup. So I'll have to put it out on my own Twitter feed. Take a look and you can see the picture for yourself. But it has absolutely gone viral. And the owners of the noodle bar say they are amazed by the amount of attention that this visit has suddenly brought them.
I bet they are. Now, something else that's making headlines in America today, comedian Bill Cosby, he's back in court as his legal woes really do mount, don't they, Simon? What's the latest on that?
Yes, we saw him going into that courtroom up in Philadelphia just a couple of hours ago. He looked a little bit steadier on his feet than he did the last time we saw him. You may recall the last time he was in court, he was using a walking stick, a cane, to get around. This time round, he just was led through the security check at the courthouse by one of his assistants. This was a court appearance that Bill Cosby hoped never to have to make. Indeed, his lawyers attempted to get the sexual assault charges that have been laid against him dismissed. They failed yesterday, and as a result, Bill Cosby has had to attend court for a preliminary hearing on the sexual assault charges that he's facing. And this is possibly going to be the first time that he comes face to face in the courtroom with one of the women who has laid those allegations against him. She had not been seen in the courthouse as of just a few minutes ago, but it's highly likely that she is going to be there. And it's becoming clear, I think, that this is going to be something of a media circus as this trial gets underway, but also potentially something of a day of reckoning for Bill Cosby, who, as you know, is facing very serious historic allegations.
And just very briefly, Simon, any word on Clinton or Trump? They MIA or are they around?
No, they're very much around and very much in the news. A potential bit of difficulty perhaps for Hillary Clinton in that the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, who is an old friend of the Clintons, is now subject, we learnt this morning, to an FBI investigation for funding that he may have received from the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation. That's probably a very unwelcome headline in the Clinton campaign camp. Mm. Donald Trump, meanwhile, has been ubiquitous, putting out a whole raft of new videos on social media, many of them very critical of Bill Clinton, a further indication that Donald Trump is not going to hesitate to use Bill Clinton in this campaign as we continue to hurtle towards November.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Very interesting as ever. That's our US correspondent, Simon Marks, live in Washington.